This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Alligator season opens tomorrow down in Louisiana. Hunters will be casting some really big hooks, I guess, out in the wetlands, if they're lucky enough to get a permit in the state gator lottery. The one-month open season is big business down there, gang. Think Hermes and Gucci. Go ahead, think about it for a second. From Red River Radio, Kate Archer-Kent reports.
Tony Howard is a nuisance alligator hunter. He legally hunts alligators year-round. He steps inside the walk-in cooler behind his house in rural Sarepta, Louisiana. There in the corner is a mound of neatly coiled and cured alligator skins, ready for market.
Whole alligators are kept in here until they are processed. This keeps them at a constant temperature, low, and so it gives me more time to skin them.
Howard runs a processing business on the side. He'll skin dozens of alligators this season and then sell the hides at the best price. He says the cost of a whole alligator could jump 10% over last year. A 10-footer might fetch about $400.
We're not out to make a killing. We're not out to retire off of it. It's just a commodity, and you have to shop it and try to get the best price you can out of the commodity.
Howard says that's attracted more alligator buyers to the market. About 34,000 wild alligators will be harvested from Louisiana this year. Meanwhile, luxury goods companies are buying alligator and crocodile farms and tanneries around the world. They want more control over their raw material. Christy Plott Red is vice president of sales at American Tanning and Leather in Griffin, Georgia. She says this is good for business.
Luxury brands that buy tanneries typically use alligator and crocodile every season, year after year, and it lends stability to our industry and also increases demand for the skins.
And demand is strong, so Red is trying to get an edge over other buyers. Her tannery is awarding $10,000 to the fisherman who brings her the biggest catch and all their alligators for this season, regardless of what they look like.
Like grading diamonds, you have good ones and you have bad ones.
Red's tannery will eat the cost on ones that aren't perfect enough for her customers, the fashion houses.
Maybe less than 10% of the alligators that we buy are really first-grade skins. You sell those at a premium price. But the ones that are bad, they stack up on your shelves for years and years.
A typical handbag may take 2 or 3 alligators. European craftsmanship drives up the price. There's also a thriving secondary market for collectors of alligator handbags, according to Thomai Sardari, who teaches luxury marketing at NYU's Stern School of Business.
There is a constant exchange in a very small group of people who tend to actually increase the prices. And we have bags, alligator bags that have hit the market that go as high as $130,000, which is absurd.
Sardari says soaring prices are driven by a strong demand from luxury consumers in Asia. But in Bayou Country, gator hunter Tony Howard just hopes that temperatures remain summer-like so the big ones bite and the season isn't a bust.
The only time that I enjoy is whenever I'm leaving the buyer with check in hand. The rest of it's all, it's a job.
His part is not glamorous, but it pays the bills. In Sarepta, Louisiana, I'm Kate Archer-Kent for Marketplace.